Hi, good afternoon. This is Courtney on a recorded line.
Hi, Courtney. This is Sunshine. I have Ravonda Weatherspoon on the
Okay.
line for a
Okay.
roundup.
Go ahead and transfer. Thank you.
Thank you. Hey,
Hi.
Ravonda, I have Courtney on the line, and she's going to further assist you.
Yes,
All right.
ma'am.
Hello. Hi. Is it Ra How do you say your first name?
Ravonda.
Ravonda. Hi, Ravonda. My name's Courtney, and this is on a recorded line. How are you doing today?
I'm blessed, thank
Okay.
you.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear this. So is this your telephone number, the 424-222-0873?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. For any time we are disconnected, I will call you from a 949 area code. Sometimes the transfer calls drop, so I just want to let you know. I'll be your intake specialist moving forward. And was this for you or for a loved one?
For me.
For you, and you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry to hear that. How are you doing today?
I'm okay.
Doing better? Okay. So you wanted to see if you meet the requirements to participate in the lawsuit, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I went ahead and sent you a text message to my direct line. So if we are disconnected, that is my phone number. And you did not have an attorney at this time, correct?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And you haven't sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm or signed any documents with anybody regarding this matter, correct?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And then did you know by chance the subtype of lymphoma that you had or NHL?
NHL Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Okay. Did you know the subtype or no?
What were you talking about, the B cell lymphoma?
Is it B cell you had?
Yeah, B as in boy.
Okay. And then you are filing on behalf of yourself. You never were diagnosed with anything else besides the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, were you?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
No, ma'am.
You didn't have any other type of cancer, is what I'm saying.
No, ma'am.
Okay. And you were diagnosed between the years of 2005 and present. Do you know your diagnosis date, ma'am, or to the best of your knowledge?
When I was diagnosed with it,
Yes.
was around 2021.
Okay, do you know the month?
November, around November. It was towards the end of the year, around November 2021.
Okay, do you know the date, like in November? Like, was it the beginning of November, end of November? Do you have a date you could
It
give
was
me?
like towards the end, like the fourth week of November.
After Thanksgiving?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so let's look at the calendar really quick. They make me put a date, so I just want to make sure.
That's okay. You can put maybe like the 20, it was right after November, so you
So
can
the
put,
last week
I
of
mean, right
November,
after Thanksgiving.
yeah, like the Thanksgiving was on the 25th, so
Yeah, so it was probably like the 27th. I want maybe the 26th, 27th. It was right after
okay,
November, Thanksgiving.
I'll put 11/27/2021. Does that sound correct to the best of your
Okay.
knowledge? Okay, thank you.
Yes.
And were you spraying Roundup at home or were you spraying it for work or both? How are you
At
applying?
home.
At home? Okay. And where are you spraying it at? Is that still your current residency? Like, do you still live there?
Yeah.
Okay. And what's your address?
The same address you have, the 529 West 107th Street, Los Angeles, California, 90044.
Okay, so you're in LA?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm located in Orange County, so I'm not too far from you.
Okay.
So,
I'm
far.
familiar with Orange County.
Oh, okay. 529 West 107th Street, Los Angeles, California, 90044. And that's a house, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. Thank you for confirming that. And then, hold on one second. Okay. Did you have any other friends or family members or anybody else that was affected by the or diagnosed with Roundup or diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma and by the Roundup and needed help filing a claim?
That was diagnosed as of now. I'm going to say no.
Okay.
But I do have friends. Go ahead.
I was going to say, yeah, if you ever have any friends or family members or neighbors that needed help filing a claim, you can give them my contact information and we would love to help them file a claim. That's all.
Okay, that's what I'll do. I'll have my brother call you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's me, my daughter, and my brother.
Okay. Okay, and you were diagnosed between the ages of 18 and 79. What's your date of birth?
9/18/81.
Okay. And about approximately how many years were you spraying Roundup for?
I was spraying Roundup since like 2012.
And then when you stopped in 2021?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. It's like 9 years. Approximately 9 years. You were spraying Roundup for 10 days or more, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then this is your cell phone, you said. You are a U.S. resident, right? Or citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
And do you have any of these illnesses? Do you have HIV or hepatitis C, hepatitis B?
I do not have HIV.
Okay. Any organ transplants, Epstein-Barr, or lupus?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And no autoimmune disease, arthritis, or diabetes?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Any type of cancer in the family history of cancer?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And then did you undergo any type of chemotherapy other than the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis?
Say that again.
You didn't undergo chemotherapy for anything else, correct? Besides the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
No, ma'am.
Okay. All right. So, NHL. Sorry, a lot of the questions are repetitive, so I apologize ahead of time.
It's okay.
How do you spell your first name?
R-A-V as in Victor, O-N-D-A.
Okay.
Last name Weatherspoon. W-E-A-T-H-E-R-S-P-O-O-N.
O-O-N. Okay. So Ravonda is R-A-V-O-N-D-A. And then Weatherston is W-E-A-T-H-E-R-S-T-O-O-N.
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. Thank you for confirming that. And Ravonda, did you have a middle initial that you would like me to put?
No, it's fine.
Okay. And then can you confirm your gender for me?
I'm a woman.
Okay. I have to, a lot of the questions are repetitive, so I just have to ask them all. There's no suffix in your name, correct? You're not a junior or senior. Okay. I have your birth date as 9/18/1981. What's your marital status at this time? Are you married, divorced, widowed, or single?
I'm single.
Single? Okay. 1981. Okay. And then you've never been married?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Can you go ahead and verify your social for me?
546-85-1346.
All right. Hold on 1 second. Okay, so I have 546-85-1346, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and then to the best of your knowledge, ma'am, when was the first time you had a connection between the Roundup and the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma? Was that when you like went to the doctors? When did you kind of have an idea it could be from that?
When I went to the doctor?
Yeah. Okay. And then do you know when that
was? When I was diagnosed, like I told you, it was around 2021.
Okay. And then, so you would say that was the time you kind of figured out that that was from that as well. So 11/27/2021. How tall are you in your weight?
I have been losing weight, but I'm going to say my weight, my height is about 5'7.5". I'll say 5'8", and my weight is about 145.
Okay, so 5'8", 145.
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably 140 now.
Okay, what, you want me to put 140?
Yes.
Okay, 5'8", 140. And then, I have your cell phone number as primary contact. What time of day is the best for the attorneys to call you?
Any time in the morning.
Okay. And then, did you have an email that you had access to that I could send documents to?
Yeah, I've given it to the guy.
They don't,
always and forever love.
Yeah. Okay, what is it?
Always and forever love. @gmail.com.
@gmail.com. Okay. And then is it forever spelled out or no?
Yeah. FOR
LUV.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah, they don't, for some reason, the transfer, they don't give it to us. All they give us is your phone number. Okay, so how many times were you spraying it? Were you spraying it year-round or, like, monthly?
Weekly.
Weekly. Okay, so you were spraying it weekly, 12 months out of the year?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Let's see. Hold on 1 second. About 48 times a year. And you were spraying it for a full year before your diagnosis, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and then you were spraying it for at least a year. You stopped using it because, obviously, you were diagnosed. So you started spraying Roundup in 2012. Do you remember the time of year it was when you started doing it, or a date I can put for in 2012?
In 2012?
I meant in 2012. I didn't mean to say it like that.
It's okay. In 2012, I started using it around the summertime because that's when the...
In June?
That's when I need it. So I'm going to say around June.
June 1st, 2012. And then you stopped using it right up to the what? October.
November.
November. We'll put November 1st, 2021. Or when do you think you stopped using it? 11/1/2021. Okay, and then you were spraying it weekly. How were you applying it? With a hand sprayer, back hose?
I was kind of using both.
Okay. A backpack and a sprayer?
Okay. Uh-huh.
And then were you wearing any type of protective gloves or protective gear?
No.
Okay. And then this was residential, right? Around property?
Yeah.
Garden, yeah. Things like that?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And then this was in the state of California. And then residential. You were directly exposed. You were the one spraying it. And you were present during every application, every time. And in your lifetime, you probably, 48 times 5? You're under about 240 exposures to Roundup in your lifetime. Do you live near a water well?
No.
Or do you get your water from a well?
No, ma'am.
Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides like Agent Orange, Benzine, anything like that?
No, ma'am.
Okay, and then were you using concentrate or premix?
I was using the liquid form.
Did you have to like
water.
Add water to it, or did it already come?
I didn't add anything.
Okay, so then it was the premix kind. Where were you purchasing this at? Were you purchasing this at like at a Home Depot, Lowe's?
Home Depot.
Home Depot. Do you know what Home Depot you were buying it at?
It was somewhere off Century. I'm not too far. That's the closest one to me.
Okay. Home Depot in LA. Yeah, there's probably not that many out there in LA off Century. Yep. Towards Inglewood. Is it the one on Inglewood?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I got it. All right.
Yes,
and then,
ma'am.
Did you have proof of purchase or like credit cards? Like, how did you pay for it? Did you ever use like a credit card, or do you have like receipts or anything like that?
I didn't use the credit card. I used to purchase it with cash.
Okay. And then, do you have any receipts from purchase or no?
Or
no. Pictures or anything
I'm
like that?
I'm gonna say no. I probably can.
Okay.
Ma'am?
Yeah. I can hear you.
I'm going to say no, but I probably, you know, if I look and see, I probably can find some. But right now, I'm going to say no.
Okay. Yeah, and when you talk to the attorneys, if you're able to pull it up, you can go ahead and do that. You, do you have any still in your possession, like any empty containers or pictures of it or anything like that?
Mm-hmm.
You do have it in your?
Yeah.
You do? Okay.
Let me see, because I know I had...
Keep it in your possession because that does help you.
The bottles around it?
Yeah. Keep it. Like, don't, you know, like put it in a secure area so that no one gets to it. But yeah, or out in your garage or something because it can help your case. Or take pictures of it.
Okay.
Have you ever smoked or do you smoke?
No.
Are you currently employed?
At this moment, yes.
Yes, okay. Who's your current employer at this time?
I haven't been working for a while due to my illness.
Okay. But you're not.
But it's called We Help Landlord. It's a realty place.
We Help Landlord?
Uh-huh. But I haven't been working at this time.
It's okay.
I'm just getting back.
Okay, what's the name of the company?
We Help Landlord.
We Help Landlord. Or Landlord Help?
Mm-hmm.
Or We Help.
We Help the Landlord. Mm-hmm.
And it's a company?
Uh-huh.
I can't find it. Is that the name of the organization?
Mm-hmm. I work part-time there.
What? Can you spell it out for me?
I was. It's all one word. We Help Landlords. I was working part-time there. And then I was working part-time at a place called A Place in Heaven.
Oh, I found it. We Help Landlord. The property management company.
But I've been off for a while.
A nonprofit organization. Okay. But they don't have a do you want me to just put that you're not currently employed then?
Yeah.
Okay. And then you lost work because of your conditions. How much time have you lost because of the condition? Like 3-4 years?
Yeah.
due to
almost
treatment?
Almost 4. Yeah.
Okay. And then have you ever been in the military?
No, ma'am.
Have you ever been in any other lawsuits or compensation claims, disability claims, filed for bankruptcy?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Have you ever been convicted of any crimes?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And then did you have medical records to show your diagnosis and your cancer?
I mean, I can get them.
Okay.
I don't have them here.
Yeah, of course.
And
then did you, do you know your physician's name? Who's your diagnosing physician?
Do I know what? Who is
your diagnosing physician, your doctor?
The doctor that I was under that I seen?
Yeah.
Oh, and I meant to tell you that I did mix sometimes the stuff with water. I did.
Okay. Who is your doctor?
I used to use them both.
Okay, who's your doctor?
His last name is Hope.
Can you spell his name out for me?
H-O-O.
H-O?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and what's his first name?
His first name, let me see. Oh, God. I'm sorry, I'm laying down. His first name was Jason.
Jason Ho.
I'm looking through my paperwork. I'm sorry.
You know, it's okay.
Yeah,
I do you know the hospital that you were seen at or treated at?
So the hospital that I was at was PHI. What's it called?
Cedar Sinai.
Ma'am.
Can you hear me?
I think you're going in and out, but I'm trying to hear you.
Was it Cedar Sinai? What hospital did you go to?
So the hospital that I went to was on Wilshire, and it's called PIH Health Good Samaritan Hospital.
PI, okay. Thank you.
PIH.
I got it.
Health. Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And then one second. It's the one in Whittier?
Ma'am, it's in Los Angeles.
Oh, well, yeah. Health.
I don't know if they consider that Whittier.
No, I think, hold on, I think there might be another.
It's on Wilshire.
Yeah, here. Samaritan. Yeah, I found it. P.I. is Good Samaritan. I found it. They have a couple locations, but this is the one I needed. And when did you start treatment? Your diagnosis date was on the 27th. When did you start treatment, like your chemo? Did you have to undergo, like, any type of surgery, or did you just start chemotherapy and radiation?
I started chemo and radiation.
Do you know the date you started?
It started the week of the first week of I don't know the exact date. It was the first week of December in 2021.
So, to the best of your knowledge, what date would you say you started treatment? I have to put
the first week of December 2021. So if you want me to give you a precise date, let me see. My mom died on the 20th.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. Give me a second. So I'm going to say it was around, it was before Christmas. It was around maybe the 3rd.
The 3rd, 12, 3. Yeah, they make us put a date, so that's why. 3.
That's fine.
2021 is when you started treatment. And then again, if you need to change this when you speak to the attorneys, they are going to pull medical records anyways, and you can go ahead and do so, okay?
Okay.
And then I have your address. It's 529 West 107th Street, Los Angeles, California. This is a house,
uh-huh.
right? There's no apartment or unit number?
No, ma'am, it's not. It's a
okay.
house. It's not
okay.
an apartment.
So we do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate happens to you. You can put someone that lives with you or doesn't. It's completely up to you. Who would you like me to put? Or do you have someone you want to put?
I've given you a number already.
Okay. I'll just put your phone number in here.
Okay.
That's fine. A lot of people do that. It's fine. And then 424. Hold on 1 second. So just before we're done, I'm going to go ahead and send you a DocuSign agreement to review and sign while you're on the phone with me. So just hold on 1 second. All right. You do give me permission to put yourself and contact you as the emergency contact. Let's just put this here. Okay. So I'm just going to, before I send this over to you, I'm going to... Weatherstein. Okay. All right. So, really quick, just to summarize, ma'am, you are filing on behalf of yourself. You were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup. Your diagnosis date was 11/27/2021. After spraying it at home, you were between the ages of 18 and 79. You were spraying it for 9 years. You are a U.S. resident. Your first name is Ravonda. Last name, Weatherston, Weatherston, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then... you approximately started, 48 times a year, starting between 6/1/2012 to 11/1/2021. And then you were directly affected, spraying the Roundup yourself every time, approximately 240 exposures in your lifetime. And then, all right, just make sure I spelled your name right here. Weatherston. All right. So before we send you the documents, did you have any questions about anything? Or do you
no,
want me to
ma'am.
Put... Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and text it to you. It's the easiest way to do it. Have you ever used a DocuSign agreement before or ever done one?
Yes, I have.
Okay. It's really self-explanatory. You just follow the prompt. Basically, it's going to ask you to adopt and sign a signature. You might have to draw it with your finger. You press accept. And then basically all you have to do is tap the fields where it's asking for initials and then press finish. If it's easier for you to put me on speakerphone while you do it, that's fine. While you're
okay.
doing this, I'm going to send you not only my contact information, but as well as the attorney's information.
Okay.
So I text you the link for you to go ahead and review and sign. Let me know once you're able to open it and press finish or complete it.
Okay. You sent it through what?
I sent it to you a text message, and I also emailed it to you. So whatever is easier for you to open. I say the text
I'm
message.
I'm trying to see if I can get it through the email. Let me see.
Can you get in through your text messages on your phone? That's actually easier to do it through the text message.
Okay.
Let me see. I'm trying to look it up.
Yeah. Did you get the text message that said, like, Courtney has sent you a DocuSign agreement?
Let me see. No, I sure haven't gotten anything.
To the 424-222-0873 phone number?
Hello, this is Courtney. No, but you sent that 30 minutes ago.
Yeah, I just sent you another, I sent you a text message that says a DocuSign agreement. Courtney has sent you a DocuSign agreement.
Let me look on my, give me 1 second. Let me look on my,
Email.
Okay, yeah. I think it's Courtney sent you a document sign. Okay, yeah. I have it now. And then it says, that's just from that one. Okay. Can you agree to receive the check? Yes. Yeah, okay. So it says, please sign. Okay, I'm doing it now. Draw your signature. I'm docking sign. Let's see. Oh, stuff off. And it's I'm trying to read it because I don't like to just sign that I don't read. I'm sorry, sweetheart. Let's see. Bulk authorization. Okay. And then it says, okay, sign that one. This one has initial.
Yeah, you just gotta tap the fields, and then once you press finish, let me know.
Yes, ma'am. I'm about to press it right now. I'm making sure I did it all. I'm just going over. So I will have this in my archive, right, to be able to print out?
Yeah. So once you press finish, it'll send you a PDF file to your
email.
Okay, yeah. It'll send you a PDF file to your email, so you'll have records of everything, exactly what you just talked about. And
okay.
Yeah, you want to save that in your email or save it to your computer so you have that when you speak to the attorneys. Let me go ahead and check it and see, make sure you're good. So basically from here, yeah, you're completed. Good job. So basically from here, before we wrap up the call, just want to emphasize how important you are in this process. This is your case. We can only help you if you are responsive when the attorneys reach out to you. The attorneys will be calling you in about 48 hours, give or take, probably not till next week, because it is already Thursday and it's later in the day. So I don't know how fast they're going to get your file. However, I just text you a phone number from my direct line. It's a 909-906-3862 phone number. That's the Pulaski Law Firm that's going to be reaching out to you. That your case has been assigned to. You want to maybe save that phone number so when they call, you know it's them. Again, you know, this is going to be a legal contract between you and the attorney, so it is really important you don't discuss the matter with any other law firm as they may represent you. And then basically, Ravonda, I just asked, like, you know, if you can obtain anything to help support your case, I would rather, you know, get that information, you know, like your medical records, your you know, whatever you have, when you speak to the attorneys. And then basically from that, you're pretty much finished. If you have any questions, you can call me. I'm here Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. We're on the same time zone. So yeah, I'll be here. Did you have any questions?
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
No,
it was
I appreciate you.
Yeah, it was a pleasure speaking with you, and I hope you feel better, and I hope this works out for you. You know, my heart goes out to you guys, and you're young, so you got to be able to stay healthy, and hopefully you can get the compensation that you need. Okay, sweetie?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You as well.
Bye. Bye.